Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh my God. Ross, total laid back.
Rail Sheen is quiet. Yeah, no, too quiet. I'm there. How are you feeling? Is everything okay?
And she goes, I'm trying to do my visualization exercises.
And oh my God, it's like mind blown. I'm there. They were a massive, massive thing for me when I played rugby at school's level. I'm not sure if you were a fan of mine back in the day. As I was shaping up to take a kick, I'd always picture the desired outcome in my, I suppose, head. So what are you visualizing? As in what specifically?
She's like, I'm visualizing playing with someone who doesn't feel the need to fill every silence with gibberish.
Yeah, no, she's hard work, my new padel partner. There was no smile when I picked her up at the Glenageary roundabout. And when I offered her a high five, she left me hanging, which would be a red cord offence in normal circs, but I'm not going to lie to you. The girl fascinates me. She's like a female me, if you can again visualise such a thing.
Before we get out of this car, she goes, I want us to get certain things straight. You and I are not going to be friends. You will never, under any circumstances, contact me on my mobile, at my home, or at my place of work. You may message me on WhatsApp, but never about anything other than padel.
I'm there. But if a friendship does develop?
She goes, a friendship will not develop. I didn't pick you as a partner because I liked you. I chose you because when Bradon and I played against you and your wife, I could see how much it hurt you to lose.
I'm there. I'm just not used to it. So what's the name of this couple we're playing against today?
The Cannons, she goes. Matthew and Alva.
Yeah, no. We've entered in the Leinster Championships in the mixed doubles section. Although we're playing under like assumed names so that our respective spouses don't find out. Matthew and Alva Cannon, I go. They don't sound like they're going to be up to any great shakes.
She played badminton for Ireland, she goes, and he's been a member of Malahide Lawn Tennis Club for over 40 years.
Someone's done their research.
Winning is important to me. Is this definitely the place?
Yeah, no. I pulled into some random core pork in the middle of, believe it or not, Skerries. I'm there. According to the sat-nav, yeah. God, I played rugby out here once or twice and I could tell you some.
No more stories, she goes, about your rugby days. I'm bored by them already.
Takes all sorts, I suppose. Long story short, we head into the place, get changed into our clobber, and then we meet out on the court for a bit of a practice hit. After 5 or 10 minutes, our opponents arrive, a couple in there being honest, maybe early 60s, who are all smiles. Gregor Steggles, the dude goes. And I have to admit, I end up looking around me, having forgotten my own, I want to say, pseudo-name. Fortunately, he doesn't seem to cop it, though. He goes, Matthew Cannon, stretching his hand out to me. And this is my wife, Alva, and you must be Susan. Railchain just grunts at him without even looking in his basic direction.
Are we here to play, she goes, or to make friends?
And the dude looks at me as if to say, there's someone for everyone, but I'd rather you than me, mate. The match starts. It's like nip and tuck for most of the first set. Matthew and Alva can really move for two people of their, and I hope this doesn't sound ageist, but age. Matthew works the baseline while Alva pings around the court, hitting everything that comes within reach of her. There's one point where Matthew serves, and I go to return it with my backhand, but I somehow slip just at the decisive moment, snotting myself in the process, and Matthew goes, bad luck, Gregor, being decent about it. Do you want to play that point again? I'm about to go, yeah, no, definitely, when Railchain suddenly cuts in.
She's like, no, we don't. Take your point. We don't need your fucking sympathy. And then she goes, he's trying to get inside your head, Gregor.
Which the dude definitely wasn't. Fine, Matthew goes. Then he goes to serve for the first set. We manage to win the point. Then out of the corner of her mouth, Railchin goes,
okay, now we unleash our A game on them.
And I don't know how to tell the girl that this is my A game. We win the next point, and the next, and the next. All Railchin and fuck all to do with me. So that suddenly we're the ones serving for the set. I win the decisive point with a beautiful lob, which Matthew tries to reach but ends up running straight into the fucking wall. Railchin goes,
bad luck, Matthew.
In a definitely sarcastic way.
Do you want to play that point again?
And I can see Matthew and Alva looking at each other as if to say, this person is a fucking psychopath. After that, it's no longer a match. Something clicks between me and Railchin. I'm reluctant to say this because it's a big, big claim to make. But we have an intuitive understanding of each other that only great lovers or an out half in his inside centre could fully understand. When the ball crosses the net, neither of us has to shout, mine or yours, because we instinctively know where each of us should be at the right moment in time. Plus, there's also the fact that Matthew and Alva have had their enjoyment ruined and genuinely don't want to be there anymore. The match-winning point ends up being a dainty little shot by me that just about clears the net and that Matthew doesn't even bother his hole moving for. I walk to the net and shake hands with him and his wife, but Railchin walks straight off the court, shouting,
eat shit, losers!
She,
really likes to win,
Alva goes, except she means it in a bad way. When I get back to the car, Railchin is standing next to it with a look of fury on her face.
She goes, don't you ever, and I mean ever, slip like that again.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.